This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Ah, welcome. It's Friday. It's time for late lunch with me, Kevin, and...
me, Gaynor.
Hello, me, Gaynor.
Hello.
What are you going to make today, Gaynor?
Today, Kevin, we're making Hunter's Chicken.
Fantastic. What is it?
Hunter's Chicken is a big favourite on menus across the island. It costs about £8 if a portion if you go to a restaurant, but if you make it at home, it costs about £2.50 for
four,
thereabouts.
Uh-huh. And what does it consist of, Gaynor?
It is chicken breast with cheese wrapped in bacon and barbecue sauce.
Oh, I'm hungry. I'm looking at it now. It's sort of laid out a bit like a corpse on this baking tray, isn't it? Okay. So what's the process then?
Right. To start with, you prepare your chicken by taking each chicken breast that you're going to use, laying a piece of cheese, mature cheddar works better, on the top, and then wrapping it in a piece of bacon.
Okay.
And then you put that in the oven, about gas mark 6, electric about 180, for about 25 minutes.
So you cook your chicken and your bacon first for 20 minutes before you do anything else.
Before you do anything else, because while that's in the oven, we're going to make the barbecue sauce.
Right.
Now, this barbecue sauce, I have always said over the past 3 years, since me and my son invented it, that I would kill anybody that I told, who found the recipe. It's secret, top secret. So I'm actually letting everyone hear it now.
No, it's all right. We'll keep it a secret.
Okay.
Honest. Okay.
So it's now, this barbecue sauce is called Izzy sauce. And anyone that comes to the Isabel Centre knows Izzy sauce.
Yeah.
And I can't make it quick enough because it's so good,
really?
And so easy to make.
And so popular.
Very popular.
Oh, fantastic. So, why? What's so good about it, Gaynor? How would you describe it?
Because everyone expects barbecue sauce to be smoky and slightly bitter, whereas this isn't smoky at all, and it's sweet and it's gorgeous.
Right, that's enough for me.
So
come
I'm
on,
just,
let's
just
make it.
Chicken in the oven. So that's in there, cooking nicely. Right, now on the chopping board, I've got a clove of garlic that I've finely chopped, and I've put about half a teaspoon of salt on the board, so you're chopping it keeps the clove of garlic to stick to the board easier.
Okay.
So it makes it easier to do.
And you see, I never knew that either. Little tip there.
And then you put that in a non-stick saucepan.
Right.
To that, you add 2 tablespoons of dark brown sugar.
Does it have to be dark brown sugar?
Demerara will do, as long as it's brown sugar.
Right.
And you put in 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar, which is really cheap, and once you've bought it, it lasts ages.
Okay.
Really lasts ages.
Okay.
And then we're going to put to that 2 tablespoons of Worcester sauce.
Yeah.
So
that's what you put in a Bloody Mary, isn't it?
Worcester sauce.
It sounds good to me.
But it's just taking a little while for it to come out the bottle.
But there's no alcohol in this, is there?
There's no alcohol in this.
All right.
And then to that, we're going to add 4 tablespoons of tomato ketchup.
Lovely.
I'm going to add a little bit more because that seems like a small tablespoon.
Can you all hear the tapping?
Yeah. Right, and then I'm just going to put that on the cooker.
Yeah.
And stir it together.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to add a dash of Tabasco sauce.
Wow.
If you want more, if you like a nice hot barbecue sauce, then you can put more in.
Yeah.
With this sauce, all you need to do is heat it until all the sugar has melted.
Right. So keep stirring.
Yeah, keep stirring, get the lumps out.
Yeah, and the lumps are what? The sugar?
That's the brown sugar.
Yeah.
You can also, you don't have to use a fresh clove of garlic, you can use garlic paste, you just put a teaspoon in.
Yeah.
But with the fresh garlic, it gives a nice, you can see the bits of garlic in it, so it looks really nice.
Ooh, that smells good as well.
It does.
I am getting Bloody Mary out of this, you know. Tabasco, Worcester sauce. Are you sure you're not making it a drink?
Definitely not. So you just let that, it slightly starts to come to the boil, and it will look quite loose, but it does thicken up.
Okay.
I tend to make this, put it in a pot, and put it in the fridge.
Okay.
And because it's got vinegar in it, it keeps in the fridge. So you can keep it in the fridge for about a month. It's fine. So you, and it's brilliant for if you're having a barbecue. We should have done this at the beginning of the summer, because you can actually use this on your chicken or your ribs or whatever before you barbecue them, and then that can be the marinade that you put them in.
Beautiful. It smells so good.
If you're making a burger at home, just a cheeseburger or beef burger of any type, if you've got this, you put this on the top, and it just makes it so special.
Yeah,
it really does. I mean, we do an Izzy burger in here.
Izzy burger.
Now, you know, it's a challenge, the Izzy burger, because what's in the Izzy burger is a 1/4-pound beef burger, which is 100% beef, then a slice of bacon, then Izzy sauce, then another 1/4-pound burger, then another slice of bacon, more Izzy sauce, then a big slice of cheese, and then that's put under the grill. Yeah. And while that's under the grill, you have a bap filled with salad.
Whoa.
And then you put it all together, and it stands about that tall. So how tall's that?
That's about half a wooden spoon.
I thought you were going to do men measuring then. We know all about men measuring. So it's about 5 inches, I suppose.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, that's all there is to it. Now, when you pour that into a pot,
yeah,
it will set. As it gets cold, it will thicken up and set, but that's fine because it's better for marinating that way.
Yeah.
So then when you've been cooking your chicken for about 20, 25 minutes, take it out, and if you don't have a probe, which not many people do, it's okay to just slice it and check that the chicken's cooked.
A probe being the way of measuring
the temperature inside to make sure it's cooked right through. So go to the thickest part of the chicken, just put your knife in and check that it's cooked through, that it's just chicken, there's no blood spots or anything.
Yeah. Okay.
When you've got it to that stage, you pour the Izzy sauce over the top, and then you put it back in the oven for 10 minutes. You can, at this point, if Laura was here, if everyone remembers Laura, she would put cheese on the top as well, but we're not going to do that.
Even you're not going to put cheese
on the top. I'm not going to put cheese on the top of that, because this is so rich and it's so gorgeous and it's really quick. So I'm just going to get out the one I made earlier out of the oven.
Here we go. Gaynor's going down to the oven now. And here it comes. Oh, look at that. Wow.
So, can you still hear me over there? The distance while I
Do I need to come over there?
Well, you can, unless you've got long arms. I can bring it to you.
That's all right. Yeah, do that.
Okay, I will bring it to you. There's melted cheese in the bottom of the pan, so you just stir all the cheese into the sauce in the bottom, and then you can just drizzle that on top of your chicken.
Wow, that is looking very good.
I will take photographs of this.
Oh yeah, because we can put it on our Facebook page, can't we?
Yes.
Which is called Late Lunch, strangely enough.
So yeah, I will put photographs on, and then you'll be able to see what it looks like. But it absolutely.
Have we got recipes on there yet, Gaynor?
Or no.
Can you do some?
We will do.
Yeah, that'd be good actually.
And somebody did come to me the other day and says, "Why don't you video it? Then we can actually see what you're doing." So I said no, because I've got a face for radio.
Oh, good one. Right. Oh, look at this.
Right, I'm going to cut it for you because you're tied up with you.
Thanks. And do you mind just spooning it into my mouth as well?
No, it's very hot though.
Okay.
It is very hot.
We'll let
that
cool for a bit.
Yeah, I should. I'd wait until that cools a little bit, because that is going to really burn your mouth.
So leave that there. It looks absolutely amazing.
It's really juicy.
Is it really important to test the chicken?
Absolutely. Chicken is one of the worst things.
So remind us then. So it's been in the oven for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But even so, when it comes out, open it up.
Yeah.
And have a look inside.
The best way to do it is to look inside.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, I've cut it in half before I did it, and you can't even notice, because you can stick it back together.
Yeah.
Nobody notices. But if you're going to have your friends around for a meal, they're going to think you're some kind of genius. And you're not, because it's really easy.
Some kind of genius. I love it. But while we're waiting for that to cool, Gaynor, tell us a bit about yourself. And are you born and bred on the island, or are you an immigrant like me?
It's hard to say, really.
Right, have
because,
a go.
Well, I'm 55, and I don't mind saying that. And my mum and dad brought me and my sister to the island when I was 5.
Wow.
So I've lived on the island for 50 years. However, my brother was born here.
Okay.
All my children were born here.
Yeah.
And all my grandchildren were born here.
Yeah.
So
I think live that
here. So I think
I think. Do you ever get people saying to you, "Oh, well, you weren't born on the island, so you're not an islander"?
Well, they try, but I have never been anywhere else. So, you know, I'm an islander.
So for your first 5 years, where were you?
Carisbrook.
Right, lovely.
Before Wellington Road Estate was built, and it was open fields. Me and my sister used to play with our friends in the fields, in the hay bales. Then they built Wellington Road.
Yeah.
And then I'm absolutely devastated at the moment because they've just knocked down Carisbrook High School, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. They're going to redevelop it, aren't they?
I know. That is devastating because the grammar school was there, obviously, when we first moved there. So that's always been there. And I went to Carisbrook.
Yeah, and how did you get involved with Isabel, or is it called the Downside Community Centre?
It's Downside Community Centre. It was always the Isabel Centre. We had a little blue hut. It was known at Booker's as the Little Blue Hut on Pan. And we had the cafe and an IT room. And then because of the new build at Pan Meadows...
Oh, yeah.
106 monies comes into account, which is money that the builders have to put something back into the community.
Yes.
So out of that, we were given money for a new community centre.
Now
we're still the Isabel Community Cafe, but it's in Downside Community Centre.
Okay. So what difference has that made to this place then? Has it been like a huge transformation?
Yeah, surprisingly, because people didn't realise we were by Panfield, and people didn't realise we were there. Only proper locals knew we were there. But now we're front-facing, we're opposite the chip shop, we're opposite the shop, and people are going, "Oh my God, we didn't even know you were here." And we were there. We were here. Pan Together have been here for 10 years. It's actually, October is our 10th anniversary for Pan Together being together on Pan.
We should do something special for that in here, shouldn't we?
We should.
10th anniversary.
Yes.
A Pan kitchen. Did you get it?
Oh, very funny, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks.
Just put that in your...
Right, here we go. Could you talk for a minute, Gaia? Yeah?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
He's dribbling, guys. He's dribbling.
I am. Oh, that is beautiful.
It is good, isn't it?
It is.
It is really good and really quick.
It's so hard to say why it's so good. It tastes rich, but it's not...
It's not
heavy.
Not overly heavy.
And it's not... spicy as you'd expect it to be with all that Tabasco going in.
It just works. And I get cross when I see it on the menu in these restaurants and I see the price of it and I know that it is really cheap to make and everyone thinks it's Hunter's chicken, that's really lovely, but it's so expensive. No, it isn't. It's really cheap. You can do it really cheaply at
home. So if you had to add up the cost of this one, so we're always cooking on a budget in this slot, aren't we? What do you reckon someone would pay?
So say you've got the most expensive part of the ingredients is the chicken breast. So if you go to... Am I allowed to mention supermarkets' names?
Yeah.
If you go to places like Lidl and Iceland and the lower end, in Asda probably, you could get frozen chicken breasts or fresh. I think they're about £3.50 for four chicken breasts.
Okay.
So really, you're talking about...
£1.50
a portion maximum for that whole thing. That's with the sauce, with the cheese, with the bacon.
So roughly £6.
So £5-6 for four people.
And that's including buying the cider vinegar for the first time.
Yeah,
that's
only about 80p.
Yeah.
So and everyone's got tomato ketchup in the cupboard. It's a necessity. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So it's a cheap, posh dinner.
Okay.
Is what that is.
It is. All right. I'm going to have some more now.
Yeah. I thought you might want me to cut it for you.
Yeah. Go on.
Okay.
So what else are you up to, Gaynor? So you don't just do your cooking classes.
I'm the cafe manager.
You manage the Isabel Cafe in the Downside Community Centre.
Yeah. I manage the cafe.
And you manage the staff.
And I manage the volunteers.
And the volunteers.
Okay.
And
make cakes.
Is the cafe open every day?
The cafe's open every day from 9 till 4. Except for Thursday, because it's 3 on a Thursday. Because it's roast dinner day on a Thursday.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It takes us a long time to clean. I mean, tomorrow, just a little, it will be roast beef, I believe.
I can't speak very well at the moment, sorry. That's really good. I really recommend Hunter's Chicken. Is it ever on the menu at the Isabel Cafe?
No.
Ah, not yet.
No, the reason it isn't is because it's not something, obviously we're fluid with serving people.
Yeah.
And it's not something that you can keep warm.
Yeah.
It's something that is cooked and served.
Yeah.
and we haven't got enough time to cook and serve. If we did a special evening, like we're thinking of doing an acoustic music night, so maybe we can do something like that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Mm. So you'll have to invite me to that then.
I might record it. That would be cool.
It would, wouldn't it? It'd
be really cool.
Are you going to give us a song as well, Gaynor?
No, I'll leave that to my son.
Right, okay. Cool. Well, Gaynor, I'm going to switch off now because I want to tuck into this.
I thought you did.
Thanks again.
Okay. Bye. www.vectisradio.com